This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And today, we are looking at WhatsApp. So this is a pretty big story. They recently announced that new rules will come into effect starting from February 8th. And this has raised a lot of concern among users, and the company has now clarified what the new terms actually mean. So Sean Tanis of our news desk is here to walk us through what is kind of a complicated and growing story. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, so basically, I was reading WhatsApp's explanation on the new terms, right? And right after I read it, I felt a bit relieved. And then I read another article on The Independent titled, "Leaving WhatsApp Will Be Hard, But It Is the Right Thing to Do." And then I was like, how do I do this? So I feel the concern is not so much about what people know about the new terms, but actually the tone of, you know, it's sort of like forcing users to agree to the rules, whether you like it or not. You just have to agree to it if you want to use WhatsApp after this, right? And then you also see like all these famous people like Elon Musk and Edward Snowden urging people to dump WhatsApp and then switch to Signal instead, right? And then it just fueled the fear that everyone has been feeling. And then basically, just to summarize what the company said about the policy is that it compels users to share data from WhatsApp to Facebook, and the data includes battery level information, IP address, browser information, mobile network, phone number, and also the internet service provider that you're using. So WhatsApp confirms that this does not include contents of your chats, like what a lot of people have been saying, because WhatsApp's chat has end-to-end and encryption just like Signal. And also for the record, WhatsApp basically has around 2 billion monthly active users around the world, while Signal right now has around 14 million.
Okay, so I was also reading that the concern is mostly because of Facebook's admittedly poor reputation with regards to privacy in recent years. You know, we've seen people bring up these blunders in the past, including, of course, the infamous Cambridge Analytica scandal.
Right. Like naturally, like just reactively, I also like when I saw the message, I didn't know what to do. You just naturally want to resist, even though you really don't know how our data has been shared all this while. And in the Independent article, they mentioned that what matters is not how things are, it is how things feel at this point. Because WhatsApp might not share the data to Facebook, but it feels like it does. In the same way, you know, that your phone is probably not actually listening to your conversations, but it feels like the product you were talking about yesterday is the first advertisement you see online when you log in. So all these, things that we've encountered somewhat indicates, like, you know, somebody is actually collecting information about your location, preferences, things like search history and all these things. And speaking about Facebook itself, you also see right now a lot of antitrust suits that they've been facing, they are resurfacing again, and claims that the company crushes its competition by purchasing its rival companies purportedly to retain control. And basically one takeaway that was also brought up in the is that these tech platforms are not invincible and that they do not last forever. Because just look at how MySpace or AOL or BBM disappeared over the years, right? So just the idea that we can actually switch messaging apps is an acknowledgement that a different world can be built on different principles if users decide to take back their power one day. So I don't know how it feels. I don't know how our listeners feel about this. They can WhatsApp us about WhatsApp if they want to. Lynn, what's the number again?
It is 018-789-8899. You stole my joke. I was going to say that at the moment, the only thing that we can ask you to do is to WhatsApp us about how you feel about leaving WhatsApp. In the meantime, though, I wanted to know, Sean, so you read the article, you had mixed feelings. Have you come to any sort of decision about what you're going to do with WhatsApp?
I'm going to download Signal just to try it out. I don't have Signal. I know a lot of people are using it. I just want to try it out and see how it feels. And also, we also have Telegram now.
Mm-hmm.
And although I have Telegram, I've not been using it as much. And just the fact that when I join Telegram, it tells people that. It told a lot of my friends that I actually joined Telegram.
Oh,
and
that's
they started,
right. It automatically messages everyone.
Everyone, right? And then yes. The fact that everybody like, hey, hi, how are you? That even that made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Oh, so everybody know lah, now I'm on Telegram. You know? So I was like, okay, hang on a minute. So I don't know. It's like you grow into this neighborhood. You know, it's like an extended part of your life now, WhatsApp. And then suddenly you have to leave and find a new place to live in. So it's like a bit, I don't know, I'm still confused.
You know, I've been thinking about it quite a bit also because I've been getting so many messages from friends and family asking exactly that, right? Like, oh, are you planning to swap over? Are you going to leave WhatsApp? And I just feel that it is a little bit difficult. I agree that users can eventually migrate, that a lot of messaging apps do die. I also think that a lot of businesses, however, have built in the whole WhatsApp us, let us know what you think, you know, BFM included, but also send us your queries. People order stuff through WhatsApp. So I do think shifting away from that might be difficult, particularly for businesses at this moment in time. But let us know, have you been having concerns about WhatsApp and your privacy and data? What are they? Are you planning to leave it? Tell us why. You can call us, 7733-2900. You can, of course, Catch 22, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.